including, you know, maybe where the best basketball in the state is played right now and why. This is Michael Knapp, head basketball coach from UMS, right?
Yeah, Birmingham and Huntsville have a higher level of skill in their players than typically us in the South do. And, you know, the question you just asked me about Mobile not winning any basketball state titles, you know, the football coaches in Birmingham and Huntsville are asking the flip question. You know, why are Birmingham and Huntsville not winning any football titles, and Mobile seems to win three or four every year, or be well represented in the finals? And, you know, that's part of culture differences. It's part of where emphasis lies in families and in kids too. But in those schools up north, those kids play basketball a lot more months out of the year than our kids do. They are developing their skill throughout the year. And I'll tell you something else you see, especially in the big schools, you don't see many kids on the basketball team that are in other sports. And that's personally something I would never want to see happen here. You know, I want kids playing all the sports and anything they have a passion for and a love for. I think you get great benefit from being around different coaches and different teammates and different skill sets. I think it's better for the development of a kid. But, you know, those all play a role in – and ultimately why you see fewer state titles in basketball down here and maybe more in Birmingham and Huntsville.
So does that image of us being more of a football city than a basketball city, does that bother you as a basketball coach?
Oh, I think you know what you're getting into when you decide you're going to coach basketball in Alabama. You know, it doesn't change my passion or my desire to teach kids and make them as good as they can be and build a team that's as good as it can be. Do I wish that a few more of our athletes that play other sports would come to the basketball court? Sure, I do. And in my hallways, I talk to a few of those and try to get them to keep playing out of middle school. But you know, that would be the only frustration is I just wish more kids played basketball longer, because in Mobile they typically, you know, will often give that sport up.
It does look like in Mobile though, a lot of the, even at the larger schools, you see multi-sport guys.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's true in Birmingham and Huntsville as much, but it certainly seems that way here.
It's not true at all in the larger schools. Mountain Brook has one kid that plays football. You know, McGill has five, and they played in the 7A state finals. And maybe more than five, that's a guess. But usually about half of Phillips' roster, you know, plays on the football team, and Mountain Brook's very different. The Huntsville schools are the same way. I talked with a college coach from North Alabama while I was in Birmingham 2 weeks ago, and he recruits primarily North Alabama, Birmingham and North. And I asked him how many of his college scholarship players played high school football, and he told me zero. So that was very telling to me. You know, that's the better players who are getting college scholarships in the northern part of the state, they're single-mindedly playing basketball.
I think that's a terrible trend. Do you agree?
No question.
Guys playing multiple sports is beneficial in so many ways for the individual and for the teams and schools.
Yeah, and you know, and I know that that's also true at the D1 level, but I just spoke to that a little bit, Randy, and I agree with you. I think playing athletics and being a part of a team is one of the greatest privileges a student can have in high school. I think there are lessons you learn. I don't know where kids who don't participate in athletics learn those lessons. How to deal with so many different successes and failures in life. So the more opportunity you have to do that, be coached by different guys, be around different kids, it grows you as a person.
Do you think it's on the high school level or college level to where the head coach is trying to persuade these young students as a ninth grader, 10th grader, like you're going to be a huge star when it comes to when you graduate from high school as far as on the basketball, and they're saying focus on basketball only? Are they persuading them, or is it a student itself?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it happens. I'm sure that happens some. I think primarily kids get in their mind that they want to achieve a certain level of play, you know, whether it's a Division I scholarship or they think they can make it to the NBA. And somewhere along the line, most often people who are not their high school coach but coach them in other avenues of basketball may convince them that they need to spend all of their time doing that.
I think we get a little bit of a bad reputation in the fact that, you know, both St. Luke's and McGill played for the titles. McGill beat a Sparkman team that may have been as talented as anybody in the semifinals to get to the final, and Mountain Brook, nobody was beating them that day when they hit 11 threes with the 6'9 player in the middle.
That's right.
And then St. Luke's, you know, the team they played in Lynette, which they had a chance to beat, if one or two three-pointers goes down at the end, they probably win that game. I mean, if you're going to draw up a high school basketball team, you probably draw up Lynette. I mean, about five. So, but that in mind, how do we get over that hump, do you think? How do we get how can we?
No, I don't think there's necessarily a hump to get over. You know, I think it's just, you know, coaches in this community are working hard and they're developing players. We just have a shorter time frame to work with our kids than some of those coaches do. And again, that's not a bad thing. It's just the reality of it. You know, we're around them less and they play less. So it is going to take, you know, a special year. We probably won't have as many consistent teams where year in and year out they're at the state tournament. You know, it'll be, you know, one team for a couple of years and then another team for a couple of years, which, you know, if you look at the history of the state tournament, that's the way it used to be. It used to be that you would see one team have a good run and another team have a good run. It seems like in the last decade or so, you've seen the same teams show up year after year.
When you were at UMS, were y'all still play? Was it still in Tuscaloosa and Auburn? Was that or that?
So my junior year is when the BJCC started hosting it. That was the 94-95 school year.
Do you? Well, you said you went for 3 days this week. What do you think about that event?
I think it's the best. I think it's the best high school sports event you can go to. I think it's some of those games that 3A state final with Plainview and Hillcrest, which was the best game I've seen in several years. And that play, the lower bowl was completely packed for that game. And you know, I think both of those communities showed up and represented so well. And, of course, as you go to the higher classes, particularly when there's a Birmingham school involved and they bring large numbers, it's a really fun atmosphere.
Yeah, the Plainview guy hit a three at the buzzer of overtime to win that game. It was maybe one of the best games I've seen. Let's talk about another subject. You know, competitive balance is the phrase that's been in the wind really for the last year or so. Yeah. But you know, some schools, you get not affecting your team, but it is affecting your school in several sports. What do you think? What's your thoughts on it?
My thought on competitive balance is the rules that govern city school systems are the same rules that govern private schools in terms of how kids transfer. And to me, it's not right to lump private schools together into a rule and not include city schools. I think the thrust behind all of this was the county schools athletically have died over the last 20 years. The county schools,
and statistics show that
absolutely do. They are not represented in the state tournament. Private schools and city schools have dominated the landscape. So, you know, I thought they should have been included in that. I also think private schools, if you're going to have competitive balance, you need to do away with the multiplier, or just have one of those two.